My God. I want you to find a way you can mash the two together. See, I'm not going to tell you quit your job. But what I'm going to tell you is spend more money on Instagram ads. See, most people like to buy a bunch of shit. Bentley car. I don't give a crap what I want to buy to state our team. What I say, once I put 10 times the amount I used to put inside Instagram and Facebook ads, my profits tripled.
And he's speaking on the standpoint from, he already have a business established and he promoting this business.
He have a lot of, yeah, he have a lot.
Is that what he's saying? So that's only if you already have a business, you already have it functioning, you have some, show yourself out there to bring value and what your product is about.
See, I'm interested in helping people. I'm interested.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, but positive business then supplies.
Yeah. Saying to come out of school and whatever.
Yeah, come out of school.
Come out of school.
What's he showing off though?
What, is he?
I mean, showing up, but then.
Alright, so we was just talking about, you know, certain certain messages that people portray that basically aren't straightforward and kind of like a puzzle, so that you can figure it out and they can have fun in trying to portray that message to you. And, you know, we were just saying that sometimes all the messages that people try to relay across isn't all good. You have to subtract the good from the bad. Understand? And, you know, just making sure that you get the message that you're supposed to get. And, hold on, give me a second. Yeah, getting the message that you're supposed to get. And, making sure it's beneficial to what you are doing and what goal you have set for yourself. Understand?
Yeah, so,
go ahead, mate.
Oh my, I like the whole concept of it because more people are getting exposed to what we would call other ways of seeing the world compared to that rigid way of just thinking. For instance, one point in time, you used to think that people who play games are stupid, but now they're the set of making the most money.
Right.
So the tides of the 9 to 5 have changed. So that I realize most people who don't work a 9 to 5 literally make more money. But, you know, there's something called stability in a sense, and I guess most people gravitate towards, let's say, a regular 9 to 5 because there's stable conditions compared to, like, okay, you say you're an artist or whatever, and you may be able to get one big job, you may be able to make $2,000 on that big job, right? But then that job might come until the next month. So it's almost like, there are, you know, disadvantages and advantages within it. So, like we say, like our character in question, you know, when we like to talk about what he's about, you know, it is very interesting that, you know, advice is tailor-made. It has to be tailor-made because not everybody's situation is the same. Like, you know, imagine there's a kid who came to you and say, hey, man, listen, I have this really cool idea, and I think you will make $1 million. And then that character says, well, your idea is worthless unless you implement it. Ideas don't mean shit. He has an idea, she has an idea. Then what the fuck makes you
know? Yeah. It's just do it, but it's more like just do it. What happened is you have to make the right connections. You have to meet people that are positive about you and your dream that could be able to lend a hand, because you might not be able to do it by yourself. So networking is another point of view, is another attribute to mostly everyone that's on the part of trying to build a dream. So by you networking and you letting people know what you're about, you building something with hands on deck, with hands, with more than two hands, okay?
Yeah, you know, let's see. Like people say, sometimes you may say, okay, I can do this, I can do that, but you can't do anything by yourself. Why? Because let's say someone like Mark Zuckerberg, right? Just because he came with the idea of Facebook, he needed people who could do the marketing, people could build the engines, build the security of the website, be able to promote it, be able to design the graphical user interface, all kind of things that are going on. If he had to do it all by himself, he probably wouldn't have a Facebook right now. So it's all about being able to find the like-minded people, network with the people. And like they say, I remember one character in question said, listen, if you're an artist, be an artist. Find someone who's a business person. Don't try to be an artist and a business person, you know? Because why? Because stick to what you got, you know? Mm-hmm. So some people think that, oh, I got to try to do it. And that's what slows their momentum. If you got to one thing, stick to that and then find some, hey, I need to do this, and then trade that off, because the time you're trying to figure out trying to learn that new skill, that could be hindering you in doing what you do best.
Exactly.
And right now, literally, we're trying to get a CD to work, but I should have had this done, because my boy would have already been finished drawing, well, editing. All he had to do was clean it. I don't know, but that's amazing, isn't it? Yes, you wonder where I've been.
Yeah, so, shout-outs to, shout-outs to people that have a dream, and, you know, they aren't sleeping on it. They actually are bothered that they cannot express their dreams the way they want to do it. And, you know, my advice is to make sure, like, the main thing is that introvert, extrovert thing. Whereas some people aren't sociable enough to, like, make friends or talk to people and express their feelings and sense. They're kind of like in a plastic ball, and basically they don't allow the outside world to come in. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone you come in contact with, you allow into your life or you let them know about your life, okay? It has to be an intuitive thing where you know the person has good intentions for you, okay?
Yeah, so that's very important, because the thing about, when you think about good intentions, the intention behind something is actually what is the source or the way something's gonna come off. For instance, if you have people who have bad intentions, you always could feel it. So that's why he said intuitive. Why? Because you have to feel that out. Say, I watched a video the other day that says, your brain is stupid. Trust your heart. Why? Because your heart emits an energy field that's 100 times stronger than your brain. And also your heart was formed first before your brain. And see, emotion and energy is the thing that we feel before something happens. And that's what literally animals feel. That's why they could change, they could prepare for the earthquakes and all these things while we're left in the dark. So we got to be able to feel. You remember when you meet someone, the first time you meet them, you're feeling them out. And if they're not good for you, if you could feel that first impression and you don't go with that first impression, I'm sorry, it's going to come true later on. It's going to come true. So be around people with the right intention. How you know they have the right intentions? Look at how they speak, how they talk. Look at their body language. Look at, are they free-flowing? Is it tension when you're speaking with them? Because if it's tension, then that means something that's not quite congruent between you and them. So you always gotta understand that. And then from there, you can pair up with the right people through that. And this is a nice, sexy girl on this thing, right? You know? But I deal with dark-skinned women, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I was talking to someone the other day. He was talking with their wife. If you look at this play wife, pretty and everything. And what actually happened was he found her cheating.
Oh, okay.
And he said that they might have an amazing body and everything else, but they just bad. And he used the term bad as in meaning that it ain't really about I don't care or, you know, carelessness about them. It's just certain ways in which you treat them, they kind of let that get to their head. You understand? Whereas, as they think that they deserve more, they think that they are in control or they can do anything that they want, by you giving them their freedom, that makes them go and explore. You understand? Because think of it like this. If you have a dog, let's say you have a dog as a pet, you feed the dog, right? And when the time for that dog to go play, what happens when you let it play? It runs around or goes running to the street or goes someplace. It can go someplace dangerous. Or the dog will go and have babies and come back.
Ah.
He's how you say it. And do all type of things. Whereas if you have a dog in a fence and you have a dog on a leash, then it isn't restricting them, but you allow them to play in the yard, you allow them to eat food, you sheltering them, and they have a certain amount of freedom to extend. Because you know that by allowing them too much freedom, they go and do all kind of other foolishness that you wouldn't expect. They could even go in the road and get knocked down. You see what I'm saying?
That's a perfect analogy. Why? Because there's something called morals, right? And we were to break down the word morals, we got more rules. Now, many people think that, oh, I hate rules and this is not mine, why can't... But the thing is, the rules would allow people to make sure the things go right way, the right way, to control things to a better extent. Like, for instance, one of my rules is that every time I use one of my dishes, I have to wash it right away. Why? Because when I don't follow this rule, and everything piles up, I get angry. And exactly. Then I have to be able to say, oh, and then it's like a plotting task, we might leave it for a couple of days. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
By having that rule, you're able to optimize and have a better smooth flow. Like, for instance, imagine if the rule was no traffic lights.
Everybody would be more chaos.
More people would be killing each other. But by having those things in place, allows us to conduct ourselves in a more
orderly,
smoother fashion. And orderly fashion. Yeah. Everybody knows that when your house is clean, when everything around you is nice, you took the shower and you're relaxing, everything flows better. You could do anything else. You could read a book. You could absorb information better. But when everything on chaos, it's like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that doesn't feel good. And like they say, cleanliness is next to godliness. And by having order, there is a balance. There is a balance with order. So those people who like to break the law, actually break, I talk about laws that has consequences with them. It's basically too much freedom on their part. You understand? And that also comes with self-discipline. You understand? And also, by having a balance as well, like you said, the flow of things will be proper. It wouldn't be perfect, but everything will flow properly. You have the, what do you call it?
What?
The DBI. You have any settings for DBI?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna shoot right now. Let's see more.
See that? No resolution. Go back. No, Diane. See that?
How would you like it?
So 300. 300 and give it that crispy, nice crispy look. Because if you have a 200, it's like a normal print. But the resolution actually brings out the sharpness of the image. Understand? So it'll look nice. It'll look appealing. You understand? You'll get more from it of what you want to do with it. You have to rotate it. Yeah, that's good. All right, that's the end of our segment. I gotta do some work, and I'll see you guys later.
Thank you for tuning in.
Good morning. I don't know why I say morning like that, but anyways, I'll get you started. Yeah, so basically I was... Give me a second. Basically, I was thinking, because I was watching an interview with a famous rapper, and this number just popped in my head, and I want to talk about it, like, because it's like, it's almost like it's the answer to everything. I don't know why, but that number is 1 million. So when I look at all social medias and platforms, the significance of this number, meaning that you are in a spot where you could demand attention, because they like, let's take Vince on YouTube. You get 1 million viewers. 1 million viewers means that, hey, you are trending. You see what I'm saying? The video went viral. You understand? Like, you see the context that is put inside that revolves around this 1 million. So you basically hold the keys to the gate. You could get inside the gate with 1 million. Now, the Earth's population is about, I like to be accurate, so give me a second. At least try to be. I can't be perfect. No such thing as perfect. We'll speak about that on some other terms. Give me 1 second. Earth's. And this is incorrect, because babies are being born at the minute, so this is just an estimate. So I typed in Google, Earth's population 7.2 billion, right? Now, the most views I've seen on YouTube is about 1 billion. No, I wouldn't say 1 million. More than that, more probably a quarter of the Earth's population. Now, 1 million is a very small percentage compared to 7 billion. So why is it that when you get 1 million viewers, you then are considered as viral and basically the whole world is watching? Where does that way come from? So, that's why I say 1 million has a very significant, and this is why I want to speak about it. And basically, let's go back to money, in terms of money. Basically, $1 million is all you need to basically retire. You could retire off $1 million. That's why they say if you have $1 million, you're considered a millionaire. And if you have more than $1 million, you're considered a multi-millionaire. You understand? So, I mean, it's like people try to paint a picture where this thing is so hard to reach. Everybody is fighting for that viral video, that 1 million viewers. People are working harder than ever for that $1 million quotum. They wanna make more. They wanna reach $1 million. You know. And you know, they just distracted by it. You understand? Everybody's snapping. On their WhatsApp, on their Snapchat, they sharing, basically people sharing their life with you. So on social media, right? and majority of them are hoping to have a viral video that can make them basically famous in a day. You understand? So that's why everybody is on social media. Everybody is, you know, doing something. Then you have the small percentage of the world's population just searching, including myself. I go on YouTube, I look at stuff, you know, I watch videos, etc., you know. And basically what I can say is going viral and, you know, reaching 1 million isn't just you just put up a video and then automatically you go viral. You just create a YouTube channel, put up one video and go viral. When you look back at everything, there's a structure being made. It was built. Before that person reached 1 million viewers, they had about probably 60 to 100 videos. And they were constantly uploading on a regular day basis, basically not even worrying about the views. Basically, any idea popped in their head, they uploaded. They're consistent. They're creative, you know? And that's how things get viral, you know? When you look at the children doing dances, like creating these dances, they're just having fun, you know? They're not saying, hey, I want to see if I can go viral. I'm trying my hardest to go viral. No, they're just dancing, they're having fun, and recording it. You understand? So, and it's all based upon an energy feel. The energy has to flow within the universe correctly. If a wire is misconstrued in a place, that means the energy would not flow. Then there isn't a consistent loop. There isn't a phase, okay, that the current can go through. If you have a cut in the wire and you add power to the wire, what happens to the wire? The wire is not going to flow from one end to the next unless it's a complete loop and the connection is there, okay? So, basically, having that connection with the universe, having good energy, good mind, good spirit, you know, a lot of things happen. You understand? See, when we get, the problem is, what I think, is when we get older and wiser. Not even just older, but some people get old and they don't get wiser. But when we get wiser, we begin to think too much. You understand? Before we do anything, we basically think, ponder, and it's too much time invested in just thinking than just doing. You understand? And I don't want to sound like any those other guys out there, the life coach and motivational money, blah, blah, blah. I'm just showing you a concrete example and opening eyes as to what is going on. You understand? So basically, if you look at a younger child and an older person, what happens? The younger child isn't thinking that much. It's just doing. If he's going to dance in public, he's going to dance in public. Before a whole boys and dance, probably going to be like, I wonder who's watching. I wonder who is in here. My family might be in here. My cousin might be in here. People might look at me strange. People might judge me. Okay, I'm not going to dance in public. You understand? You see how serious it is? So that's preventing you from dancing in public. Now, a child is just going to dance. It's just going to dance, not gonna think about anything. It's not going to be like, hey, one of my friends is going to be here. They're gonna tease me at school. No. They don't think about none of that. They go there. They dance. They just do. And people look. Some people laugh. Some people like, what the F? And some people, you know. If you really take the time to worry about these things, it's not going to get you anywhere. That's the problem. So with anything in life, you think too much. Okay, if you want to meet a girl in public, walk up to the girl and talk. If you sit there and think, oh, well, she's too pretty, she won't give me the time of the day, blah, blah. She's probably high class. She probably only into rich guys. She probably into handsome guys. She probably into well-dressed guys, you know. How would you know if you never tried? That is the sentence, the question of the day. How will you know if you never tried? Okay? So just do it, man. Stop thinking, you know. If they say no, it's... Remember now, you have 7.2 billion people in the world. And the percentage ratio of man to woman is woman, is plenty women. There's more women than men. Okay? So just think about that for a second. That should give you the motivation and the courage to approach any woman without even giving a shit. Okay, I gotta put it like that because you just have to get the balls, take your balls, grab it, and just go. Okay? With anything in life, you wanna accomplish something, go for it. Somebody tell you, hey, that ain't gonna work. You don't give a shit about what they say. They don't see the vision. Nobody sees the vision. Okay? If you have a bigger dream than bigger than what you can't even understand right now, it's probably a good thing and you're gonna succeed in it, okay? Just go for it. Don't be scared. Don't be worrying what people think and all that other stuff. All right. And then, yeah, so wait, let me get back to the subject at hand, which is 1 million. So people, they want to make $1 million before they die. You know, not even 100,000. Not even quarter of a million. They want to make a million. A million is like, hey, I've made it. You understand? It's like they put the pedestal so high, it's like almost impossible to reach. And then when they look at other people, they be like, oh well, that person was destined to make that and to get it. You understand? But yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about, the speculation of a woman. Don't let it fool you. Keep doing what you're doing. If you have a goal, don't worry about how big and how tall. Don't worry about the noise around. Just go for it.
So, episode must see. I got to start numbering this. This episode is about the fridge. Now, I know everybody in the whole entire world just goes randomly. Even when you're not hungry, you go and look in the fridge. Am I right? You're not thirsty, you go and look in the fridge. But instinctively, when you're thinking about food, you go in the fridge. Now, when I go in the fridge, I look around, I look in the... see what I could snack on. If I see fruits, I may not be in the mood of eating fruits. So I say, I want the fruits. And then I see a bologna or sausage, hot dog or something. I say, well, okay, I could heat that up. It could take about a minute or two. Slap it on one piece of bread for some ketchup, or just eat it dry like that, but it's still not gonna fool me. So as I take a peek in the freezer, the fridge is still open, take a peek in the freezer, see some frozen meat. Well, that's gonna take about 30 minutes or 40 minutes to cook, but I'm kinda hungry now, I got the munchies now, so I need a quick fix. So, the only thing, the fastest thing we could think of is probably some type of hot pocket or something that you could put in the oven, heat up, and then, you know, munch on that until you decide to cook or your parents decide to make a meal, you know? But everybody has done this. This is relatable. Everybody just goes to the fridge and we stare at in the fridge for at least 5 minutes or more, you know. So I think I just wanted to share that because I think it's normal. And if it's not, I mean, you could let me know. Do you think that you really not supposed to stay inside the fridge, you know? Because, you know, some people be like, you can't leave the fridge open too long. So let me know, guys.
Hey, good day. What's up, everybody? Okay, this segment is going to be about, like, stress. Now, there's different ways you could deal with stress. And, to, like, make sure that you're not having a stressful, like. Okay, number one is, not cracking in situations, not cracking under pressure. Okay, not cracking under pressure means that you remain calm at all times, you don't allow your emotion to get the best of you, and you're able to, you know, get through whatever is going on, you know. And sometimes it comes out of a context, whereas people haven't built up enough energy to actually control emotions. Because in order for you to control emotions, you have to have the right amount of energy to do that, to be able to combat whatever's going on around you. And it's going to be, you know, not saying it's going to be, but things happen in a way whereas the situations that present itself that you'll have to face, and how you handle it's the outcome. Well, how you handle it determines the outcome. So if you decide to, you know, fight fire with fire, then there are consequences. Where there's action, there's a reaction. So it's a cycle of series of different events that'll take place. And what you have to realize is that this whole entire world, everything that goes on, that happens, it just happens. It isn't like there's an end to everything, and you know that, you know, things are beyond your control. You understand? You are in the world, so you can experience the world and whatever it has to bring. And how you handle the situation is entirely up to you. Just like if, for example, if somebody comes to you and they're screaming, then however you handle that is up to you. You could either scream at them back, or you could don't respond at all. And, you know, just simple things. It's like a lot of pressure and a lot of things that happen causes people to break, and they become a totally different person for the wrong reasons. Okay. So you don't ever want to be the person that allows something to break you, and for the wrong reason, whereas you turn into something that you're not even familiar with. So that's what it means, like, dealing with stress.
Hello, 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 hello. G'day, g'day. Anybody? Anybody home? Anybody listening? Alright, so I was talking to a friend of mine, right? And basically about the state of the world. And to be honest, like I tell the person, the world is a beautiful place. Like, life is good. But it's people would make life enjoyable. People make life difficult. People make war, separation, anger, hate, all of these things, you know? And we as people, you know, some people take it, some people don't take it, you know. But the world is a beautiful place. Very beautiful. When I look at how the world was, like, some places where it never had buildings, it was just a bunch of land, water, trees. Then they tear down the trees. Then they clog the water or build on top of the water. And, you know, all the places where it was cool, like, had cool shade from the trees, are now hot because all a bunch of buildings, so it's just pure hot. And then what make it hotter is that all these buildings have air conditioning. So they pushing all our hot air back out, exchanging the hot air for cool air. You see what I'm saying? So that's why you feel when you near these buildings, and it feels so hot. Like, you walking out in the street and these big tall buildings, and you just hot. You say, man, outside hot, babe. You feel like that time the temperature only reading what, 92 degrees, and you feel like it's 100 plus. You feel like you cooking. Like you baking. So that's because, like I say, these air conditioning units taking all that breeze, what you feeling? They pulling all that breeze in, right? Pushing all that hot air back out. So all you feeling is hot. You mean a little bit of breeze come through? Only that little bit of breeze only come so much, and then they're gone. They say, you know, trees to say, you know, keep you cool. You know, that's what trees are made for. They made the bare fruits, and they also made to protect you from the sun. You see what I'm saying? So, same thing with a house. Like, if you have a house and ain't no AC in it, you open the window, a little bit of breeze come through. You know? Mind you, some houses still be hot, but I ain't gonna lie. The window's open and it's still hot. A lot of hot air circulating. Like, cause ain't no trees around. Ain't no nothing, ain't no trees to say, keep you cool. You know? Otherwise, if you have a yard, you just have a tree in the back of your yard. You plant trees. And then one day it'll go big. Three to five years. Yeah. So, yeah, man. The world is wonderful. 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 When you look at these buildings and stuff, you're like, yeah, man. Man made buildings. They look good. You see what I'm saying? Activities you could do. You see, you could have an office, you could organize stuff. Production, you know? Manufacturing, production, you know? But at the same time, if you love nature and you love nature's breeze and all that, trust me, you'll be devastated. Because you're like, man, cutting out all these trees and building properties, putting buildings on these properties, and then, you know? Yeah, so the world, okay, the world with the leaders, right? The leaders have a, what you call it? They have obligations. Leaders have, they have, what's the right looking for, man? It's right there. They have a responsibility. I don't die in the word, but I give us response. They have a responsibility to lead. I mean, okay, when you think about a leader, right? Let's go back to medieval time. You say somebody going to war, right? The leader knows that, okay, he plans it out, and he knows this is how we can attack, and everybody follows him. And his goal is to make sure that when they go in the battlefield, that nobody gets killed. You see how he's saying? Not they don't have a plan. The leader don't have a plan. And they say, oh, just fight. And then they rage out in the battlefield. And they didn't bring no shield because they wasn't expecting no arrows. And all the arrows passed them. And most of them died just over arrows alone. They saying another side come running. And, they saw it and thing. But they lose that battle. Because they didn't plan and they didn't prepare. So as a leader, you have to ensure the lives of the people who you lead in. A leader is one person over many people, okay? Not saying people are follower, but in terms of if somebody has the bigger picture, okay, and they lead by example, meaning that whatever they telling you not to do and they not doing and not being hypocrite, then yeah, you could follow that person. So you know that and in this person, for sure you'll be successful, for sure you won't die in battlefield and all of those other things. You know what they saying? Or you know for sure that it'll be less hassle and whatever you're trying to obtain. So leaders have a responsibility, meaning that hey, if I lead in, all the people's life are in my hand. That means if they fail, I fail. You get what I'm saying? If they fail, I fail. People don't understand what it means to be like a boss or leader or whatever. People in high position. They think, oh, because the person yell at them or trying to get them to do things this way, they think it's something personal. I feel like people in life take things too personal. Like, keep all that personal shit to yourself. You know, ain't nobody doing anything, anyone slap you. Personal is like, I run up in your house and slap him on me. Personal is like, I come and scrape your car. That's personal. You understand me? If I telling you how to become a better version of yourself, that shouldn't be taking personal. That means that you have a shallow mind and you don't even value yourself because you don't want to be better. You want to stay in the same position you're in and make excuses. And then thinking you go anywhere in the world and things will just be better. Like you hear some successful rapper say, why you gotta move to another location? Why you gotta move to a different hometown? You can make a new hometown.
Most rappers make it in their hometown. Just like when they made it, they went, they leave. Because there's no need to stay. Because you are people who hate you, jealousy, envy you. They want to take you out. Most rappers died in the vicinity of their own hometown. Sad, huh? That means their own people hated them. The own people that didn't support them. The own people didn't like them. You know? And then, what I think too is some rappers, they got to be careful because when they make it and they're successful, the people who they promise to look after, they don't take care of them. You know? You promise somebody, oh, when I make it, I guess, you can't just forget about that person. That person ain't gonna forget about you. And then sometimes, like I say, it goes personal. So all these personal problems, these PPs, you need to put them aside. Like, okay, somebody slapped my mother. That shit is personal. I can handle a business. But if someone say, let's say I'm a carpenter, and they be like, oh, you're a horrible carpenter. Okay. That's your opinion. That's what you think. Like, why should I react to that? That's so simple-minded. That's like, I'm like a child. Not even trying to react that way. That's just very simple-minded, you know? And it had to be premeditated. Like, somebody maybe do it to them, so they do it to, you know, I don't know. Some people mind just weird. But, yeah, it's a personal to do. And even some leaders are personal. They watching everything, so they be like, oh, well, I notice you listen like that. So how you get inside people's lives? But how could a person get inside somebody's life, personal life? Whatever they do is their business. You know what I'm saying? So, for them to be like, pointing out things like, oh, this, I saw you did this and you went this place and, bro! Bro! No, that's a personal vibe, bro. Personal vibe. Understand me? Yeah. So I get on that note, and you know, a lot of things needs to be addressed. I want change. I know change will automatically happen. There's people in the world that are catching sense and, you know, making the world a better place, random act of kindness, those things of those nature. I like it. I continue to encourage everybody to be loving and kind to one another. Sometimes we be kind, loving and kind to the wrong people. So always filter that out. If you feel like a person doesn't have your best interest at heart, then, sad to say, but you have to love from a distance. Simple as that. No love lost, but love from a distance. Because you got to be like, listen, I use all this time and effort pouring my heart out to you, and you know, I'm not getting the same. No, that's a waste of energy. Okay? So, love who loves you. And people who don't love you, love from a distance. Pray for them. Love from a distance.
All right, say it again, but sorry. You're saying about,
I hear you.
You were saying about EF.
I'm not hearing you.
You could hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, you was talking about EF.
Yeah, I said Eve, God created Adam, he made Eve, and Adam and Eve conceived the first child to complete the Trinity.
Right.
Then I said to you, Eve is known as the mother of all living. Why? Because Eve, God took a rib. So man is short of a rib. Mm-hmm. Out of him, and made the woman. So her existence comes through Adam. And then the children come through Eve. That's why Messiah say, and if you keep my commandments, I will pray the Father, and he will give you Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And he will come in my name. And he will reveal what I tell him, etc., etc.
Right.
And that's why the mother, if you look at a lot of children, they always bragging about their mother when they achieve anything.
Mm-hmm.
It would look like as if the man don't exist. It's a lot of times.
Yeah.
You will hear people talking about the son more so than the father, like as if the father don't exist. But the son cannot exist without the father.
Right.
It's like your wife, you love your wife, and you wouldn't let nobody talk no garbage about your wife.
Mm.
And your wife didn't let nobody talk no garbage but you.
Right.
But the father, no one see the father. You see the son. You hear the son. You see the woman always in the house washing, ironing. I'm cleaning, mopping and sweeping and cooking. And you see the woman in the home more than you see the father. You see, you got to look at nature in order to understand the creator.
Yeah.
If you look at the existence of nature itself, what do you see? Everything is made from three things. If you know any other thing that things are made from, let me know. But you see the air represents gases, seven gases, like 7 days of the week. Then you got the solids, like those planets, what you see in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have water. These are the three things that everything is made from for your existence. Okay. If you know anything other than them three things, help me, because I'm always trying to learn something.
Hold on.
The Trinity is in nature. The Trinity is in mankind. Father, wife, and child. I don't care how many children you have, it's still your child.
Yeah, but watch this. Okay. You have a soul, right?
Go ahead.
Huh? You have a soul.
I'm listening to you.
You have a soul. You have a body. Right? And you have...
Let me help you.
No, I'm trying to show you something with man, not with God.
Let me help you. Every bone you have comes up to the same. God, Moses. Every bone in your body, every particle in your body come up to 613. I found that out through a dream just a few months ago.
Okay.
Now, you have one body, not three different bodies, correct? Like mm-hmm. how these people talk with the Trinity. You ain't three different people, right?
It's no.
One
to
us, right?
What I'm saying is... Okay.
I'm going to show you something quick.
All right, go ahead.
I can show you to you quick.
Go on.
You are one to us. You ain't three different to us or five different to us, right?
Right.
Okay. In this one physical body, where do you start from? Do you start from your foot, your hand, or your head?
What you mean?
Where do you start from?
You mean how you...
Where does the nature force a baby in a mother's womb when time for delivery to set up to the head? Nature does that. So when that woman is ready to bring forth a child, It is the head that is in place. Mm-hmm. Overall. I ain't talking about no little freaky whatever. I ain't talking about natural. So it's the head. In anything you have to have a head. If your car going to come by me today, you need that engine. The engine, don't mind all the tire and all the body and all the accessories. If that engine ain't percolating, you ain't going nowhere. You have to have a head. In our country, you have a head. Prime Minister, Governor General, you have to have a head. In nature, when the woman is bringing forth her little girl or her little boy, the baby position itself so that their head can be in place. I'm giving you science, clear-cut, truthful things. If you look at your one body, you are divided into three. Your head, your nose, your eyes, your mouth, all of that. Then you have your trunk. And then you have your limbs with five toes, five fingers, whatever. That's what your limbs carry. You show that they're all connected. Five toes, five fingers. It's like the Ten Commandments. Five and five.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Then you have the bread of life inside of you. Then you have your physical body. And then you have the water to sustain you inside your body. Because mm-hmm. all those organs cannot be sustained unless water is in it. In order for you to survive. But you can go ahead, man. I just want to make sure that I get clear.
Yeah, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I only trying to show you we have a soul inside of our body. And then the spirit is also, remember I tell you, the Holy Spirit travels, so the Holy Spirit is in you. So.
No, see, but the reason why I stop you, let me tell you, according to the Bible, God created man, and he had all the organs, all the brain, all the everything. And then he blew the breath of life. His breath, he blew into the nostrils of man. And then the third thing, man became a living soul. So he created the body, one. He take his breath, blew it in the nostril of the body, two. And then the body became a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Right.
In any reality, you are up, you are down, and you are side.
Mm-hmm.
You're either on the side, you're either up or you're down. It ain't no place else.
Yeah. You agree that you have a soul, right?
I say to you, once God blew his breath into man, you see my name?
Uh-huh.
God blew his breath in man. And man became a living soul. That's what the scripture
says. Everything was created by God's word. God said, let there be light. He spoke that into existence. Okay?
Yeah, but when it came to man, he said, let us make man. Everything else. Why you know this? Because he made man from the dust. In other words, he had to move the earth to make man.
Yeah.
Man is the only living organism that buries their dead.
Uh-huh. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this, King. I can show you something. When you, after you finish bathing, right, and you wipe with a towel, why the towels be dirty?
Because of the dust.
Ah. We are dirt. That's what we are. We are dirt.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
So that's how, you bathe in, and you wipe the towel still come off dirty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's why you have to be washed.
Ah.
Even the towel have to be washed.
Yeah.
But with the towel, you can wash the towel every day and make it look white again.
Exactly.
But you can't wash your body and make it white every day.
Not make, you can't, okay, you just have to, you have no, to no, understand.
What I'm saying is that man broke the command. So once something is broken, all you're doing is mending it.
Okay, stay with me, King. All I'm trying to show you is if anybody say God doesn't exist, just tell them why do you wipe, after you finish bathing, why do you wipe with a towel and you still see dirt? And God tell you come from dust, and dust you shall return.
Yeah.
And when a person die and they body deteriorate, what happens? And they turn back into dirt, right?
Yeah, turn back into dirt.
Okay, thank you.
In other words, the same gases that you find, minerals that you find in the earth, you can find in the human body.
Yeah.
Why? Because that is where you came from.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. We are made up of minerals. That's why we could survive off of just vegetables.
And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in another correct, and they will tell you they're so dumb and stupid and foolish. How could you tell a man he ain't born on this day, but this day you say he born?
Mm.
You see how ignorant people are still?
Yeah.
We don't know where King living, but they can say he living over there. You can go over there as many times as you like. You most likely will not find King. You don't know where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you say I live there, mean that that's where I live.
Mm.
The child had to be born in a particular month.
Mm.
If you look at it, he said, As the end come near, they will marry and be given in marriage. Do you know what it is to be given in marriage? Do you know what that mean?
What's that?
That means the gay people say, you all married people go in the church. We need to be able to go in the church also and get married. And then once we get in the church and we get married in the church, then lover or our spouse gets sick, y'all gotta allow us to go in the hospital and visit our spouse the way your legal married people do. In other words, give us our rights to marry like y'all. In other words, make the unclean clean. I mean the clean unclean. Do you know what month out of 12 according to their knowledge. See, they're going on their knowledge. Do you know what is the month of the gay? Do you know what month of the gay? Do you know?
Nope.